This is the Paranormal Show. And the day today, for people listening live, if you don't know that, is May 22nd, 2015. And if you're on an archive, then it could be any time. But this is our Friday program for paranormal experiences and situations, etc. So let's just start off here. And we will make sure you're in the present moment. So take your index finger and kind of move it in front of you. Make sure that it's pointed straight up. And it should be. And if not, we'll bring you back into the present moment here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And what we're going to do now is release energies from you, you know, that may have caused you situations, traumas, emotional stuff. So here we go. Releasing the energies. Think of something that you want to have released. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now let's do it one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That feels pretty good. I'm going to energize the light beams now. So first light beam is going to bring in male energies. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Next light beam. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And last light beam. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay? So we'll bring our co-host on, Ann. So, Ann, are you out there?
Yes, I am, Ron. Hello and good evening. Welcome, everyone. This is the Ron Ametron, or I should say Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. Ron's website is creationlightship.com. We welcome any new listeners we may have, as well as our longtime loyal listeners. So happy to be here, Ron, and thank you for charging up the light beings for us. That feels wonderful, as always. And for the healings, it's Paranormal Friday, as you said, and we are lucky enough to have a guest host come on the show with us tonight, and I'll just say hi to her now. Are you there, Michelle?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, so we talking about timeline crashes, so why don't you just kind of take that away, Michelle?
Well, I was wondering, I know that when a person does timeline crashes, they have to, every 5 minutes, tell it to go again. And I know that there's a way to make it so that it can continually go and you can just set a bunch of minutes. And I wanted to discuss how to make that happen to make it a little easier for people so they can just set it and walk away and leave it until they feel that it is done. And I think that the way that it was done was to go on the page and to write somewhere in the box, crash all timelines consecutively, all parts, and then say the situation that you're looking for. And I know there's a little box up there somewhere at the very top that you also need to crash. Instead of doing every timeline crash separately, you just uncheck that so that it crashes all timelines consecutively like you just told the light beings to do in the box. Did that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense, too, yeah. We had, I think, one of the shows where we kind of talked about that, too, I believe. But if not, we may be able to get some information on that so you can figure out a way to maybe do it easier, too. But that's what I believe. I think you're probably pretty correct there. So.
Cool.
You just continuously do it, and as the timer runs out, then at that point, you know, you start over again. But, yeah, you just keep going and going and going with the energy on it.
Yeah, because you could set it for, like, you could say 2,000 minutes and just walk away, and that'll basically be around 2 days. And then every 5 seconds, another timeline is crashed, or how often does it go?
Yeah, it'll keep crashing until your timer's up. But just, kind of always note where you are with it and how your body's feeling. And then you want to also incorporate, the space-time crash as you keep doing this here. So that's very important to do the space-time crashes.
So when you do the space-time crashes, you can also write in the box, I'm asking the light beings to help this specific incident, and then crash all space times consecutively, and then run it for like a quarter of the time that you ran the timeline for on that subject?
Yeah. Normally about 10% of the time is fine. So it just depends how often you're doing it, how many crashes you're doing. And you can also put up from one of the other clearings, the spirit infusion. And that can help also.
Oh.
You may want to put a window up for spirit infusion. That way, it'll start infusing you and your spirit with the energies. And, a lot of people can feel the difference on it. So that's kind of one way to look at it.
Okay, great. I will try that next time.
Ron and Michelle, I always like to think about someone who might be listening for the first time. So I was wondering, Ron, maybe you could just talk a little bit about what the timeline, what that means, like why we're on timelines and what that is. And then I know Michelle has done quite a few, and maybe she could tell us a little bit about some of the experiences she's had with actually crashing the timelines.
Yeah, I'll just talk about it briefly here. So, yeah, the timeline crashes, when you have a situation in your life, you're put onto multiple timelines. Now, the situation, naturally, is how you're feeling energetically, if you're in pain or you're frustrated or something. So, the more you are involved with pain or anxieties, frustration, getting really upset, the more you're going to be out on timelines because those unwanted, universal travelers out there, those youths, the aliens, want your energy. So once they see you emitting energy, then they'll capture that energy and want to replicate all of these timelines. Remember that you don't think that you're on, and they'll just start creating more and more of them with a copy and paste because they like to get your energy. That's why you want to sort of be unemotional and be in the present moment so you can be at peace. So when you're at peace, you're not emitting or leaking energy out. But when you're upset or something else or in pain, then all of a sudden they can create all these same experiences that you're dealing with right now and also other ones that you know nothing about but put you on these timelines. And that's why the word probably, being a multidimensional being. And that's what you really are. You're a multidimensional being living these multiple timelines, hundreds if not thousands of them, with the situation. So that's what happens. So energies that you emit create the aliens to it doesn't really create them. You're like a target now. You got that T-shirt on with sadness or even happiness or I got pain. And once you have that T-shirt on, then they'll replicate timelines to take advantage of you completely. And then you wonder why you can't get well and why you maybe even seem to get worse or the emotions don't leave you because you're bringing the energy back here also because it resonates with you. So you want to get off a timeline. So remember, the timelines are like a Band-Aid. So you have a problem going on. You know you're on timelines because you have this problem and you're thinking about it. So you want to get off the timeline, so that's the great Band-Aid. You get off of that. Then after you do that, you go, why did I get on that to begin with? Why did I get upset when the person, looked at me funny or something? Well, then you got to look deeper. And that's why you do whole lifetime clearings, to get off of those situations throughout your lifetime. That's what the whole lifetime clearings do for you. And then all of a sudden, you don't have all those trigger points throughout your whole life that's being recycled into the present moment. So you want to first get rid of the cause, which is the whole lifetime clearings, emotions, traumas, you know, fear, anxiety, whatever you're dealing with. And then at that point, more than likely, you may not be in any timelines at all. You may just be in the moment because you already nipped it in the bud. But if you don't do the whole lifetime clearings, then, yeah, you're still going to be on timelines, but you're going to continuously be doing a lot of work to get off of them. And, you know, it's much easier just to do a whole lifetime clearing. Then you may not have as many timelines that you're, you know, sitting on, living on, experiencing. I'm wondering why your energy system is dropping down, because you're dealing with an energy outside of yourself which you know nothing about, but you're connected to it. So the timeline crashes are a really, really good Band-Aid to get you off that one particular situation. Remember, you have to put in what you're dealing with. It's not going to take away another situation, like under trauma. Let's say that you're in trauma, and today you're in trauma because, you know, you can't find your shoes, so that puts you into stress or trauma. And, you know, maybe 2 weeks ago, maybe you lost your wallet, so now you're in trauma with your wallet. It won't affect your wallet. It'll only affect the shoe because you're clearing that particular clearing. And remember, you may have that T-shirt on that says, you know, trauma on it. So they'll figure out a way to create more traumas in your life through other people around you. Remember, they can tap into them and/or your soul family people around you. And then when that happens, you know, you're still dealing with trauma and it comes to you. Well, like I said, the timeline crashes are a great Band-Aid for one situation. And, you know, let's just say that you hurt yourself, and you go, oh, man, I really hurt myself, and it hurts a lot. Do timeline crashes on it because they're living on that pain energy, and very possibly what you're dealing with goes away. You know, maybe your shoulder's hurting, and you have a hard time moving it. So you do 500 to 1,000 timeline crashes, and all of a sudden the pain goes away, your shoulder's good, because the real you probably doesn't have that. Some replica that does. And you get rid of that energy, and all of a sudden the real you is fine. You weren't here. That gets to get a little complicated for some people, not knowing that you're switched out every 10 minutes, and a different image of you is here, a different hologram. And you're only here about 3 hours a month, the real you. Anyway, we'll turn it over to Michelle, see what she can add to what we talked about here. Do you have any experiences, Michelle, on the timeline crashes to where you got out of a situation or you felt better or something by doing, you know, timeline crashes?
Yes, I have. I've done a lot of them. And one experience that I had, I have many, but I'll just talk about one as an example. So I had an experience where I kept having, let's say, the same conversation over and over again. And I was done having that particular conversation, and I realized that it was a timeline that I was on. So I said, you know, conversation, or I can't quite remember what I wrote, but I wrote in the box what I wanted to crash. And for before that, I just, you know, I would look for self-help books or movies or ask my friends, you know, how can I stop having this particular conversation or event happen over and over again? And I just got no information. And then after I did the timeline crashes, lo and behold, within I don't know how much time, but it's just when it's just a matter of time, it's like eventually it's going to happen. And I just all of a sudden got the correct information that really helped me figure out the answer for myself. And I really do think it was because I timeline crashed to stop having that particular conversation, and then I got the information on how I can stop having that conversation occur over and over again, because I could only heal what I was doing, and that affected the conversation between two people. So I wasn't necessarily affecting the other person, although taking off timeline crashes helps more than one person. But I was affecting how it affected me. And I definitely feel that it was due to doing the timeline crashes that all of a sudden bad advice just went away and good advice came to me. Like, I all of a sudden saw it and I accepted it and I used it and it worked. And I was like, this is great. So I definitely think it just takes it away, and then you're open to having a healing for that situation. What do you think, Anne?
The timeline crash, what I hear you saying is the timeline crash gave you put you into a certain mindset, and you couldn't get out of that mindset because they kept you on timelines that prevented you from seeing maybe more clarity or truth. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yeah, I think so.
Great.
Would you say that, you know, a person or some people kind of got eliminated from your life when you started to eliminate that conversation you didn't want to have anymore?
No, those people are still around. I just got other information that previous to doing the timeline crashes, I was like, oh, well, that doesn't sound like it'll work, and I just couldn't hear it. I couldn't accept it. It didn't come to me. And then once I did the timeline crashes, there it was. Yeah.
Interesting.
So,
okay.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody has a different situation and experience, but maybe mine was a block that was keeping me on that timeline, and then that block was removed, and then I could get myself off that timeline. Yeah, so
great.
It was very good. Mm-hmm.
Is there something we could timeline crash, Ron, as a sample tonight? I don't know, with a date, a number. I was thinking of the moon earlier. Is there something we could do a timeline crash sample of tonight?
Sure. You want to do that? Here we go. I guess moon energies. So releasing the situation from you that's maybe quartered you from the moon, energetic transmissions. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Oh, back to you, ladies.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much, Ron. Can you kind of check on all of us, the audience and everyone? Are we all present and accounted for and in the now?
Yeah, you guys are, yes. Uh-huh.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Great.
Okay, so we have some emails, and I thought I'd go on to those. And someone, the reason I asked Michelle, now let me just see if I can pinpoint that one testimonial I wanted to read. Someone wrote in a testimonial, and they said that due to what they have worked on with the healings and the tools Ron has given us, a lot of negative people have left their life. And, you know, they're really happy about that. Sorry, I'm not turning up that email. So anyway, here it is. 1 second, folks. Okay, I want to share with other listeners how effective the Creation Lightship Healings and Ron's tools are for getting rid of a person who drains energy and brings negativity into your life. As soon as I started being vigilant, clearing myself, making sure I am on the CLS Now timeline of light, and shrink wrapping, this person I would see all the time near my home stopped noticing me. Now they are completely gone. Thank you, Ron. All the help is available. Just had to get in the habit of utilizing all the tools.
Great. Very nice.
Yeah, that was what made me think to ask Michelle if some people had gone out of her life, you know, from the timeline crashing.
Yep, that's good.
Yeah.
And while you were talking, Ron, and describing the timeline crashes, you said, something that might be hard for new listeners to understand about how we don't want to be emotional. So can you just kind of talk a little bit about that again?
Yeah. Source energy, which is what you're all trying to, get back to, okay, using that. So the master plan will say, the way you used to be, is non-emotional because you're not judging anything. Remember, emotions put you into judgment. So source energy never judges. So since you were created from a non-judgmental energy system, and the dark side came in and gave you emotions and also mind energy, before you were in the moment and your whole body was connected to source. So your whole body would actually, in a sense, think through source energy, which is non-emotional, and you just experience life without having anything to worry about or deal with. But since the dark side came in and gave you mind energy, now you're emotional, and they gave it to you because they would like to steal energies from you, including whatever you're dealing with. So when you start to work on anything that deals with emotions, or you get really happy or sad, then you're going into the pendulum of non-duality or of duality in the darkness. So you want to get out of that system and get back into source energy. So you're trying to achieve source energy, which is non-judgmental energy, so you can be at peace. So one way is you bought the idea that emotions are great because you can be happy. And, that's probably not too bad, but then you have to balance out so they swing the pendulum in the other direction, the same amount that you were happy, now you go into sadness. And most people, really don't like to be in sadness. So the whole thing is, where are you with your own energy system? And most people would rather be in non-judgment and be in peace versus being in sadness or anger or anything else. And then you get rid of that and you naturally go into the opposite mode of wherever you are, which is duality. So source energy is peace, and that's what you're all trying to strive to become, is peaceful. And the only way to become peaceful is to get rid of emotions, because the emotions will not give you peace. So back to you.
Yeah, I see a lot of people, if they feel sad, they think, oh, well, I'll go to the bar and I'll have a drink or I'll ingest something and then I'll feel happy. But then they always come back to the sadness, and it just seems to be up and down like a roller coaster. I just wondered what that was. So I guess it's like the body balancing itself out, right?
Yes, yeah, I guess when people go to the bar and they have a few drinks, then maybe, they start showing what their upsets are to other people. So that could also be, a problem with that person. And, they're just communicating to you where they are and what they don't like in their life or what's bothering them, which is going to be some type of emotional situation.
Right, and the timeline that you're being on, or
right, and naturally, if you're in somebody else's presence and they start talking about something, let's just say that you're in a group of people, and they start talking about maybe they have a child, we'll say, and the child now is on drugs or something. So right away, now you're on the child drug timeline. Because if the person maybe brought you into that, and they bring up all the different things attached to your cellular memory and connect you into that children drug timeline. And so naturally you're feeling pretty awful because that person brought you there, not knowing that, but all of a sudden you're there with that energy. And now they switch over from that into, oh, yeah, my cousin got into a car wreck, and he has a broken shoulder. Well, now you're on another timeline of the broken shoulder timeline. That happened to you? Well, you go, yeah, that's probably pretty painful. I remember hurting my shoulder a long time ago. So now you're into that aspect, okay, on the broken shoulder timeline. Now you're bringing in all that energy to yourself. And next, now maybe you're on another particular, you know, conversation, and they talk about, oh, man, I lost my wallet last week, you know. So now it brings up your situation of you losing a wallet sometime during your life, okay? So now you're on the lost wallet timeline. And all these things are happening to you because they're aliens. Oh, there's energy there. They're resonating to it. And you may not even know you're on the lost wallet timeline. And then all of a sudden, a couple weeks later, you lose your wallet. And you go, wow, how did that happen? It's because you're tuning into it. So, you know, you don't really want to, you know, be involved or really, you know, get connected to other people's stuff because their stuff will slime you. So hopefully that's kind of a way to look at it. So whatever somebody's stuff is, whatever they're talking about, they will put you onto that timeline. And I always tell people, you know, if you have somebody that maybe you don't like or somebody did something wrong to you, you know, Uncle Harry did something, don't bring him up because he'll be in your living room with that energy, whether he's alive or dead, you know. That energy comes back to you. So that's how I would look at, you know, living a life. Just be neutral. Don't judge anything as much as you can, you know, possibly not do. So back to you.
Yeah, I was wondering, if someone's telling you a story but you don't connect to it, could you not be on their timeline?
If you don't have any emotions on it, that's great. As okay. Remember, the dark side wants to go fishing, and are you going to bite that hook? And if you don't, then that's wonderful. You may not be on that timeline.
If I'm in that situation, Ron, I immediately say I command to be on the CLS Now timeline of light, and that any and all other timelines are crashed immediately. Till I get, and then hopefully I'm not emotional, and that works, and that just in case it stops it. And then if I feel I haven't been successful, then I run the timeline crash.
Right.
So it is. I feel, I've said this before, like pretty much everything you tell us, Ron, is paranormal, you know, because nothing's very normal on this planet. But since it is Paranormal Friday, somebody has a question about aliens. Is the thunder and lightning alien created? They've been having a lot of thunder and lightning in their area, and it was very frightening, and they're wondering about that.
I would say very possibly yes, uh-huh. And if you see lightning go up and down and across the skies, then you very possibly are watching, you know, some type of alien war going on.
Would that be a good opportunity to put on the Earth protection free clearing that you've given us, Ron?
Oh, by all means, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, great idea. Now, Michelle, have you had any experiences with the free clearings you can share with people?
Well, I do a lot of the 2,000-year barcode clearings. I think when I first started listening to the radio shows, I was like, well, this sounds interesting, but I really don't think I quite got it. And then I heard in a radio show that I should do the 2,000-year barcode clearing, and so I did. I ran through the whole thing. And then I definitely heard things more clearly and more completely and was more interested to listen to more. And I thought, oh, it's really just so basic, actually. It seems like it should be so obvious. How come I didn't know this before? How come I was so fooled? Because I was in religions and all sorts of things that people get involved in on this planet. And I just think, well, it must have been the 2,000-year barcode removal that really did take away that veil of, like, not truth. So I could see more clearly.
That's great. Somebody just wrote in I think in the last show I read that they do that like once a week or something, or twice a week for themselves. I think that's great.
Mm-hmm.
You also made me think of the alien mind fog clearing, Michelle. Have you ever done that one?
Oh, I have, and that one is really good. It's so funny because I used to be like, wow, it's like I can't think straight. And then I've done that, and I definitely felt a difference. Definitely not as scattered. Like, I would be in the middle of a conversation, and it'd be like, squirrel! Like, as if I saw a squirrel. I would be very distracted, and I just don't have that so much anymore. I have better word recall now as well, and I think it's from running that. So, it helped.
Great.
Yeah.
So, Ron, we had two people write in with different eye issues. And I was wondering if perhaps we could do some sample clearings to help those people out a little, whatever you think would be the best.
Okay. Let's just see if we can do something for eyes. So here we go. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Boy. See if that helps anybody. Never
that
know.
That was great. You know, Michelle and I were talking before the show, and this happened to her recently, and it happened to me earlier today. I looked at something online that felt like it affected my eyes. And I think, Michelle, you said you seem to get a headache from something that had off energy on a website, right?
It felt like old energy.
Yeah. So I don't know exactly what's happening with the other listeners, but hopefully that helped them. And we have to be careful of our eyes, right, Ron? Watch what we look at.
Yeah, that's and watch what you hear too. Yeah, because you're going to be imprinting that energy. So yeah, that could be a problem.
Is it more likely that energy is an entity or some kind of alien program in the computer?
Yeah, it could be anything. Fortunately, you know.
But nothing good.
Nothing good. Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Did you want to add anything to that, Michelle, or I'll go on to the next email?
I wanted to read one of the emails that came in because I'm not sure if it has to do with this or not, but you mentioned other people, so I'm trying to see if it's a general thing. It says, "Hi, Ron. I have a general feeling of dissatisfaction, as if eating a large cheesecake would make it better, but I know it won't. Is this a clearing I need, or is it an energy that's going around?"
Say that one over again. I got lost on the cheesecake.
You know what? Maybe eating cheesecake would make it feel better. So. It just says the person has a general feeling of like dissatisfaction, like they want something, like if they could eat cheesecake, maybe it would go away, but they don't really feel that would work.
Dissatisfaction. Yeah. Okay. So I guess they're asking what to do because they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Sounds like they're. Okay, most people use some type of emotional something or other, and it could even be food, to make them feel better because they're thinking about something and they need to change the energy. So maybe they might go while jogging or, like, you know, eating ice cream or, you know, cheesecake or something and you're just changing the energy on the situation. Another way to look at it, so you're on this timeline of, this is not a good timeline to be on. I don't feel comfortable on this timeline. So what you're doing, actually, is you're changing the timeline by doing something else. And then you forget about your problem. The problem is still there. So you want a timeline crash, the problem that you're seeing and dealing with, if you can figure it out. And if you don't know, then do that special clearing that we have. Very good. Do the self-empowerment clearing and find out where you are and what's going on. That's kind of what I see happening is the timeline crashes are really great for a good Band-Aid, get you out of a situation. If you don't know where you are with the situation, then, and you still feel like disempowered some way, somehow, and then go in and, do that, I think it's $60 for a month and do that self-empowerment clearing. And that could even help you out immensely.
Okay, thank you so much, Michelle. The person who I went back and just looked at one of the emails that came in about the eye clearing, Ron, and the person has a follow-up question. They've been working on it for a while, but they'll get better, and then it would get worse again. And they've done the alien attack page on it. And they're wondering, do you have any other recommendations for healings that might help them?
Let's see. So it sounds like they're almost getting out of a situation, and now it kind of reverts back to...
Right, right. They're
out of it, and now they're back into it again. Is that what this,
exactly,
I'm hearing you talk
exactly,
about?
Exactly.
It could be that reoccurring barcode, problematic event, or reoccurring situation, or something like that. That's a possibility. Sometimes old timelines can be still running on you. Remember, that's how they connect with you, that you could be on an old timeline from the past, even, far distant past, so nothing about it, and it keeps recycling because you haven't cleaned out that timeline. So you may want to do the past on timelines.
Okay, that sounds like a great suggestion.
Yeah.
Because if you clear out the initial one that you got triggered on, then maybe the other ones, when it happened to you too, sometimes they'll just come in and bring you into a situation that you really don't like, and you've been in that situation before over and over and over again. So you may want to look at that and see what's going on, because it may be recycling over and over again for you.
Okay.
Back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Okay, go ahead, Michelle.
And I was also wondering if it is a physical thing, because eventually I guess it becomes a physical body. If the body rejuvenation for circulation would help or something, because I know, I think circulation affects your eyes, doesn't it?
It probably, I think circulation affects everything, right, Ron?
Yeah, that's true.
And it could be, I think that's a great suggestion, Michelle, the body jumpstart, that's always good.
Yeah. That one's really good.
Okay, Ron, we have someone thanking you for the oxygen clearing you did on last week's show. The air around them felt cooler when you did that. So thank you very much, they're saying.
Oh, great.
And we have another alien question. Do aliens, I guess they mean, because they say don't they, do aliens put a tape recorder in a person and get them to be a researcher?
Yeah, they do that with clones a lot. So, yes, I would say that's completely correct.
Okay. Okay, here's a testimonial, too. Recently, Ron was counting numbers and released something deep in my mind. Later, it showed that I had a disassociated problem and thought it was a person instead of the problem I was interested in. So I released a rejection issue and then an emotion when this person badgered me. Bingo. I found real peace for the first time ever. We are not addicted or disassociated with a person, but are really interested in the problem and in solving the problem. I am presently not addicted or disassociated. I am in peace.
Right.
So that's nice, and I'm not sure exactly what healing he's referring to. It might be when you do those even and odd numbers, Ron. You said counting.
Oh, yeah, that could be it. Yeah, we do those on the 8-hour calls. We'll see what happens this coming, you know, Sunday, I think. It takes a lot of energy when I do that, so it just depends where I am. Yeah, that's good.
I'd like to read one of the something that seems a little bit paranormal here. Okay, so it says, "Hi, Ron. The other day I was watching the movie Going Clear. I was by myself and thinking that it was creepy and that I would need to do some clearings afterwards and trying to decide which ones would be good. Just then, my home alarm system went off, and I had a hard time getting it to turn off. Did someone try to break in, or was it an energy that set off the alarm?" And
Boy. By
the way, I don't know if you know the movie Going Clear. It just came out. It's about, I'll just say, the Hollywood religion, kind of a social phenomenon.
Well, I'll have to check that one out, maybe. Why would the alarm go off? That's pretty unusual.
Yeah.
I don't know how to answer that one. Just know that somehow the energy got triggered and things happen. Weird things can happen without you even, you know, knowing why it's doing that, you know?
Huh.
No, that's our paranormal stuff that we normally talk about, but some, you know, you can be in your house and hear some noise up in your attic or something and go, "Whoa, what's up in my attic?" You know, hearing these thumps and they go away and you go, "Whoa, you know, what's up there?" So that's weird stuff that happens.
Right. Okay.
Okay, Ron, can we, let's see, what sample could we do? Maybe, I was thinking we haven't done a mental body sample recently.
Sure, let's do a mental body. Here we go. Releasing the energies. 1, 2, 3. Oh, boy, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and again 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Okay, see how that is doing there.
Thank you.
Okay, yes, thank you for that, Ron. Here's a simple... someone's asking about a specific clearing, but I think it would apply to all of them. Would it still work if one fell asleep during the program? I usually listen. However, because of the heat peace energy, I often doze off.
Yeah, if you go to sleep, that's fine, you know. as long as you have it, you know, turned on and stuff, you know, there's no problem if you're hearing something and, you know, you have your computer up or on your, you're on a conference call. It's still going to work for you, whether, you know, if you go to sleep or not. It's like an absentee type of clearing. So, yeah, it'll work perfect. No problem.
Great. Okay, and there's even more timeline crash questions. Ron, it's turning into timeline crash night, I guess. My pet has an illness, and I'll know in a few days if they're even going to make it, but which clearing should I do, and how to timeline crash it? I haven't used the timeline crashes before.
You would want to timeline crash your pet's illness, whatever that would be. And, you know, just do a, well, since you're already dealing with the energy, okay, it's another way of stating it, the animal already has a condition. So it manifested from the invisible into the physical. So definitely do a lot of timeline crashes, maybe 1,000 of them, for whatever you think the problem is with your animal. Also, try to see what your animal was helping you in your healing process. A lot of times, you know, our pets and animals, unfortunately, they like us a lot, and they will take on the energy, you know, from us and help, you know, clear it so that you're not dealing with it, and they take on that particular illness and stuff. I'm not trying to guilt anybody, but that's kind of what they do. So sort of look at the situation and say, gee, if I gave my animal this illness, what do you think it is, you know? And kind of, you know, sort of relate to what's going on, whether it's a situation that deals with maybe anger or trauma or something, you know, maybe you can figure out what's going on. And if so, then clear it. Get it released from you so that you will not give it any more energy.
Okay. And, you know, this might make the person happy to hear. Another testimonial is a woman has been doing timeline crashes for her mother, who's in her 80s, who had to be hospitalized. I won't go into the detail of it. But she started running timeline crashes, and in a few weeks she woke up and seems to be completely herself again. So she says, thank you, Creation Lightship. So if it helped that person and helped their mother feel better, I'm sure that it can also work on a pet. And we also had the woman who found their lost pet after a month from doing timeline crashes. They got their cat back.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Wow, it's getting to be, I can't believe how fast this show went tonight. Yeah. Michelle, do you have any
five after, though.
Oh, we can go to five after? Oh, wonderful.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you
I was wondering if we could do a mind looping number two clearing, just to see what that was like.
Can you explain what that is, Michelle? Or, well, go ahead, Ron, sorry.
Yeah, so the mind loop one is what you're doing, you know, here, because you're already living here, with stuff recycling. The mind loop two is like, you know, you when you first got here, and you go, uh-oh. So here we go. So this is the mind loop two of realizing that you're in a place that you've probably been before, and you're in a baby, and you can't do anything about it, and it seems very bad. So here we go. Your worst nightmare came true. So here we go. So mind loop two. One, releasing the energies. Two, three, it's pretty heavy. Oh, boy. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Let's see how that works for you. What we have is a clearing on the website. It's the Speedus Infusion Clearing. I believe that's what it's called, and that's designed to help you to get more talents, maybe more, you know, DNA activation for a talent that you have. So it may give you like maybe a 5% edge from where you are now. If you do the clearing, it might be a little better for you because your spirit can only pick out so much DNA because it doesn't know what you're going to be doing until you grow up. So, you know, that's one way to look at it. Then it also can work with physical issues that you may have. So that clearing can help you because we're dealing with the mind loop too, is like, uh-oh, I'm stuck here. So by doing the other clearing too there, it might help you out to bring forth more energy. Back to you.
Okay, great, Ron. Thanks. Okay, Michelle, do you have anything to add?
I just remember this school picture taken, or I think it was a school picture, maybe kindergarten, taken of me when I was a child, and I'm not smiling. And I clearly remember thinking, oh boy, here we go again. So
yeah. Uh-huh.
Hopefully some of that is gone now.
Okay, yeah. So someone wrote in a comment to what we were speaking about earlier. They say, when I want to eat ice cream or cheesecake, it's a reminder that I am not in the now, so I do the mind-to-heart drop, and the feeling goes away.
That's very good. You're getting out of the mind energy then. Very good.
Yeah, it's just something, it's so simple, because if you're experiencing craving or longing or wanting, first of all, you're kind of in the future, aren't you? Because you're saying, I don't have something that I need now. And so that's very wise. Thank you, listener. Okay, I have a couple of more testimonials here, Ron. Thank you for clearing us at age 15 on Monday's show when you did the slavery clearing, Ron. That is when I started my first job, which was with an abusive person. I could not quit this job due to parental pressures. Ever since then, I expect to be trapped in a job, for all bosses to treat me with disrespect and to be underpaid. I have since timeline crashed that job and now have a wonderful job that I enjoy very much and make good money at.
Great.
I think, I don't know if you even remember now that you did it, Ron, but I think 15 was such a great age to choose to give us the sample healing. And because that's when a lot of people start having, you know, more adult activities in their life than where they could have started to activate something like this person obviously did in their life.
Uh-huh.
Now, do you remember that you went back, you said you picked age 15, but then you went back like 50 years, 100 years, 200 years. Can you kind of explain that a little bit to our listeners, what you were doing
here?
Depends
what's in your DNA. So, even though you may not have, we'll say, lived here, you know, maybe you somehow took a 200-year vacation, right? And so maybe your last life was 200 years ago where you actually came in. But your soul family has people coming in doing things, which is attached to you, too. And also your ancestors, you know, were living. You just weren't around, you know, with your spirit coming into a body. And so when you come here, you have everything that they've experienced with you. But your spirit decides what it would like to hopefully bring up. So by going back like those 50 years at a time, we'll say, you're seeing where those trigger points are in your life that's causing you problems, because all of a sudden you feel relief on it. And you go, man, I thought something happened about 50 years ago. I'm only maybe 20 years old right now, but, you know, 50 years ago, I just remember that time, you know, or maybe, you know, let's just say that you enlisted in the service, okay, and you decided to maybe be a Marine, for instance, okay, and you know, don't know much about that, but you wanted to be a Marine, but somehow you're in your ancestry, and maybe even you were a Marine maybe in World War II, okay, and maybe you got killed. But that's still in your DNA, and it can still be in entities that can hop around, because remember, your emotional body, in a sense, can be known by other emotional bodies, maybe from your soul family and stuff, that can hop from lifetime to lifetime. So what's happening now is, I think a lot of the people on the planet, maybe a high percentage, over 50%, I would say, I'm kind of like going out on a limb here a little bit, but the darkness is somehow, the aliens are manifesting the emotional body, because they took away the physical. Physical is gone. So now they're bringing in the emotional body that would be invisible, and they're now making it physical. So what you're seeing is a physical emotional body, and it needs data. It doesn't have much, because the other bodies would have the DNA in it, as they're manifested by the darkness. And maybe the programs are it's a different type of hard drive or something, but the emotional body now is like trying to grab at straws to live here. And that's what I think is happening right now. So have you seen anybody really strange in the last month? You go, man, this person doesn't have it together at all, you know? Well, it's because it's probably an emotional body trying to live here, and the dark side created the emotional body blueprint into the physical life form of that emotional body. So, back to you, ladies.
Wow, Ron, that was so interesting. I think a lot of people are probably thinking about crazy people that they've seen in the past month. I bet nobody's saying, no, I haven't seen any crazy people. Everybody's perfectly normal.
Yeah, so if you do find somebody that doesn't seem, you know, they seem a little different from what they were maybe 6 months ago, and you go, well, why is this person doing that? They would never do that before. You're kind of scratching your head. Well, it's the emotional body of that person. The other one's gone. It's more than likely, you know, on the food chain up there someplace, you know, on the buffet table or someplace, you know. Or in some type of alien special canned food. But that the emotional bodies just don't get it. And they're not supposed to get it. So they're going to be living in emotions, and they may have that trigger point, like, right out there. You just brush against it, you know, without even saying much, and it goes off on you, you know, because it runs in emotions. And so, you know, it could be that love-hate scenario, you know. So anyway, you might kind of look at what you've seen from people and how they are responding to you. And the emotional body probably would be, you know, desperately wanting information. And then also it has to I'll show you. It has to say, oh, I'm better than you. You're questioning me, or you ask me a question. I got to outdo you. So I live in emotions, and I am now going to get emotional on you. I'm going to dump on you instantly, because that's what I do. And, you know, that's full of, you know, that's ego. So you could call it maybe the ego emotional body if you like. But I'm sure, you know, if anybody's had this situation going on or them going off on you, you know that it's not the physical body. It's the emotional body that was made manifest. Oh, back to you, ladies.
Okay, Ron. Wow, wonderful. Thank you so much. Such great information tonight. How about we're getting while we still have a few minutes, someone had a request for you to clear entities from a body part that they're having difficulty with, and then maybe do that out and in and out and in again. But I don't know if you
want to. Okay, so here we go.
Okay.
Just think of your body part that's having a condition. And, you know, entities could be there. So here we go, releasing the energies. So one, two, three, oh dear, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, okay, back to you.
Okay, we're getting close now. Michelle, what would you like to say before we close the show, or do you have any other sample healings you'd like Ron to do for us before we go?
Is she still with us?
Maybe not. Maybe Michelle, are you there, Michelle? Okay. Okay. It's pretty much, you know, time to say goodnight, I guess, Ron, and do the mind-to-heart drop.
Okay,
and thank
so
you,
here
Michelle.
We go, mind-to-heart drop. So expand in your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart, and we count from 10 to 1 backwards. And here we go. So dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, it should be really heart-centered. Should feel pretty good. And I shouldn't be able to have a lot of thoughts right now. So here we go. We'll say thank you all for listening. Tomorrow night is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. Same time, same station. So thank you, Ann. Thank you, Michelle. Bye, everybody.
Bye, all.